After all we've been through lately in life, the love of God, love of family and friends, and the love of your life are the things to hold dear. Love is a theme with the Gaither Vocal Band today on Homecoming Radio.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered, the gospel. Here with Bill Gaither himself and a great cast of characters ready to get things started, I'm Daniel Britt. Here's Kevin Williams.
Hello.
And Woody Wright.
Hey.
Tori Taft, the soft feminine side of the program.
Oh, so nice to hear.
And Bill Gaither, where today we've gathered to preview some timeless songs of love and that special vocal band harmony that's like none other.
You know, we've had this idea for some time to, we sing to wonderful crowds every night across the country. Why not sing to our wives? Mm-hmm. And why not sing to them and express the deep feelings that we have? We thought this would be just an easy thing just to come together and do. And after we did it, they all said the same thing. Man, just look at your wife and say, you are so beautiful to me. You're all that I've ever thought of, whatever those lyrics are, you know. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, God's obviously the author of love, and although, Bill, I think you'd say these songs aren't, you know, known as gospel songs, but there's gospel all in it.
You know, Gloria and I have done this from the beginning with songs like We Have This Moment to Hold in Their Hands, mm-hmm. songs like The Autumn's Coming On. I can remember when we first wrote the lyric, Gentle Touch and a Good Cup of Coffee. Yeah. Somebody says, well, what does God have to do with a good cup of coffee? And I said, a whole lot.
Everything.
A whole lot, you know.
Have you ever had coffee?
Makes morning prayer time more special.
Yeah.
Kevin's raising his coffee cup over there.
So what better way to start out this program about real love than this wonderful song, I Can't Help Falling in Love with Jesus.
Wise men say, only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be the sea, darling, so it goes.
the smooth voice of Todd Suttles and the Gaither right. Vocal Band. I can't help falling in love with you.
He's the right call for that song.
Yes.
He's the right call for that.
Velvety voice.
Yeah.
When I first heard that voice, when we were looking for another singer, I heard that Lou Rawls quote, but he growls those low notes, you know.
Lady Love.
We were used to hearing Elvis sing this song we just heard and some backgrounds. And then you heard this whole project as harmony all the way through.
What was Todd's reaction when you told him about this song?
You know what? The guys, and you can help me here, Kevin, pretty basically trust me when I say, hey, I got a song that's going to fit in what I call it their sweet spot.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get it in the right key.
Yeah.
And
well, you know that better than anybody, too. You know singers and song, you know, ranges of vocals. He's so good at that.
Well, I'm not out there because of my beautiful face, and I'm not out there because of my great piano playing. You know what Ben Spear said about my piano playing? He said, Gaither, I've never heard anybody play as long as you have played and improve as little as you have improved. So I'm not out there because of my keyboard skills, and I'm not out there because of, you know, my looks or anything. So I got to have a reason, and I take a lot of pride. I really do take a lot of pride in saying, if you've got anything going for you, Woody's a good example. I said, Woody, you have got to sing, hey, it's good to be back home again.
You've always been great at casting like that.
Hey, it's good to be back home again. You know it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. I said, hey, it's good to be back home.
Woody Wright here on Homecoming Radio, Love Songs Edition.
I don't know where I was and where I first heard it. And maybe I saw the movie of The Music Man by Meredith Wilson. Lighter Rose, I'm home again, Rose, to get that. It had a quartet in it, you know, and I loved it. But there was a beautiful love song in it called Till There Was You. Just beautiful poetry sung by the female lead that does not come to my mind right
Shirley.
Now. Shirley Jones.
There you go.
Tori.
Mine's like a steel trap.
Oh, it just
under
is.
This blonde hair. There's a, and I'm also old, so I got. And I love that movie. I love that movie.
Shirley Jones became Partridge Mommy.
She sure did.
Well, she did. She did a beautiful job on that. But then Paul McCartney came along when
with the Beatles. I didn't know this was a pop quiz here.
Neither.
With the four lads from Liverpool. Yeah.
Paul, Ringo, Bervin, and...
Doy.
Yeah.
Doy wasn't there for very long.
He was
long,
just
though.
There a while.
He would just to play the piano until...
Yeah, he didn't fit the suit.
Until what was his name? The main guy...
Hovey.
No, not
Hovey. Hovey. Okay.
But he was just there until Paul McCartney.
Who was the child prodigy of the McCartney family gospel singers, I think.
Yes. But at any rate, then when I heard...
the Beatles. Paul, Paul McCartney.
Do you know where you were when you first heard the Beatles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh. I was sitting in the back of a 57 Chevy came on the radio. There he was. From Liverpool. Liverpool, Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky over there.
But when they did Till There Was You, and then Gloria and I got looking at that lyric and said, man, what a great, great Larry. Reggie does a great job on this.
He sure does.
Here it is.
Here's the vocal band with Till There Was You.
There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all till there was you. There were birds in the sky. sky, but I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all till there was you. And there was new was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all till there was you.
That the Gaither Vocal Band, Till There Was You.
I love it too.
You heard this whole project as harmony all the way through.
Yeah.
Four-part harmony. That's a neat concept, because you know these have always been solo pop songs.
Yeah.
Basically.
And connected with powerful personalities, you know. But I think when it, and of course the harmony dimension always brings another point. Here at Homecoming Radio, featuring songs of love with the Gaither Vocal Band.
After the song was recorded on the videotaping, during the changing of the tape, okay, Gloria looks to somebody and says, "What does that mean about tearing the goalpost down?"
The day we tore the goalpost down.
Now, Bill, you know the tradition, right, of what happens?
No.
Do you know, Woody?
Of course I know.
Okay,
when you win the big game, the crowd storms the field and tears down the goalpost like they did at the University of Tennessee, and it cost $100,000.
That seems like a bad idea.
And so the question, and this is a very Americanized thing, though, but in the colleges, the question was, they tear their own goalpost down?
Absolutely.
Of their own field?
No more field goals.
They don't tear down the opposite.
Bill, so you'll know, it's similar to clipping the net off of the basketball hoop. It's
but more expensive.
Similar to that.
Except one's made out of string and the other's made
steel strings. Who cares?
But it's not just the player; it's the crowd that floods out there.
Yep.
And speaking of flood, then they take it to a river, right?
Now you stopped preaching and gone to meddling.
Yeah, that's right. Okay,
what would they do? I mean, it seems like lawsuit.
They carry it down the streets in a parade.
Is that it?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Okay. Yeah. I went to the wrong high school, apparently. Or we never won. There could be that.
Y'all had a goalpost?
Wow. So now the lyric makes sense.
Ah, slightly more.
Kevin couldn't even find the way to the goalpost.
No, we lived downstream, and we actually collected goalposts down at our field and put them up. We had 18. It was really nice.
Well, Kevin's from Kentucky. He knows the bluegrass version. This is the day we knock the outhouse down.
Well, you don't want to be in that thing when it goes over, I'll tell you.
That's a bad idea, too.
Bad.
The first time I heard this was, of course, the Joe Crocker.
Yeah,
Betty's boy.
Betty.
And I loved it then. And I can remember one time we were on a beach somewhere, Gloria and I were, and I had my, is it my iPod? Or?
You had your iPod with you.
Depends on what year it was.
Yeah.
Good point.
His iPod plays 33 and a third.
And I heard this great old rock and roll voice saying, "You are so beautiful to me." And I was on the beach here by Gloria, And I teared up. I'm serious. Mm-hmm. I said, I think this could be one of my favorite all-time songs. Let's fast forward ahead to a few weeks ago when we did the video of this in the room. And those four, five, including me, if you want to include me in
this. Let's include you, Bill.
Let's do.
The five singers singing this to their wives and saying, "You are so beautiful to me." Then I got thinking about my good friend Ann Smith, retired missionary, mm-hmm. who had been married to this wonderful man, Nathan, for many years. And he finally died of cancer about 20 years. She's still alive. And 95, 96. Wow. But she said, "I remember the day when Nathan came in and said, and he just got out of the shower. And what is the problem with the back? Is spinal deficit?
Scoliosis or?
Yeah, something like that. And he was kind of bent over double and he'd lost some several inches of height.
Yeah.
And he looked at her and said, "Honey, I'm sorry. You have to look at this broken down body." To which she said, "Honey, that body houses the love of my life."
Mm-hmm. Oh, come on.
And it's not ugly to me at all. And then I said to the kids, "Can you sing this song again? You are so beautiful to me."
You are so beautiful.
Gorgeous. That was brilliant.
Lush.
I am a pile of mush over here. That was amazing. I can't imagine
Pass
being in the
Kleenex
studio
over
with
here,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, Bill, that was gorgeous.
There was not a dry eye in the room when that went down.
Yeah. I can well imagine.
And if you haven't seen the video yet, you need to, but at the end of that, Mr. Gaither stood up, walked over to Gloria and said, "You are so beautiful."
Oh.
And I love to see that a marriage 60, how many years?
60 years now. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
And she just turned 80. When I was a kid, I used to look at 80-year women and say, "Boy, That's an old woman. But you know what? It's really great to look at an old woman, and she is, and I'm an old man, and say, you made a lot of decisions in your life, Bill, but that was a pretty good
Yeah, that's good. That's inspiring.
Good, good. And when I say that, I say this carefully, because it takes two to make a marriage, and I've got too many good friends who made the same commitment that the Gloria and I made, and it takes two to make a marriage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think we just ought to be grateful when it did work out, not easily. Woody and I walk, and when we walk, we talk and say things we shouldn't say. And Woody, if you ever tell some of those things, I say, I can't believe she did that. You know?
Well, I've given you plenty of ammunition, too. That goes both ways. You can't say anything either.
So tune in next week to hear those excerpts.
Well, 60 years was a good run, Bill.
But I tell you, there's a difference, and you know, Mark and I have a lot of fun in discussing this. There's a big difference between loving and liking. Our love for each other, we have never questioned from the very, very beginning. And I mean that sincerely. I can say that honestly. Now, liking each other on a given day is totally another thing. And that's called relationships.
Yeah. It's called work.
Yeah. And it's called work.
And the love keeps you together until the like comes back. And the
so, like. So... There are not very many words in that song. You are so beautiful to me. Mm-hmm. And beautiful changes, the package changes, but the stuff that you are on inside. Mm. And I got to say this again, the older I get, the tougher it is for me to distinguish between the spiritual and the secular. That was supposed to be a secular song.
Mm, that's good.
To me, it's a very spiritual song.
That was a spiritual experience.
Yeah.
And this is straight out of God's Word. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one's ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. 1 John 4. Well, we're back now with more Homecoming Radio, and the whole cast of thousands is sitting in this radio studio today, and I'm glad to be back together with you guys.
This is good.
Fun. Yeah. And coming in a few weeks, we're excited to debut all new shows and the return of some of your favorite parts of the show, including Kevin's wonderful world called Wacky World. Coming back.
Popular demand. And the special moments showcasing how much better it is to throw your heart wide open and give it away.
That's right, Tori. Of course, we love hearing from you, our friends, when you write to us. So do that. We're going to tell you how to do it in just a minute. You can connect with us, and we sure appreciate it.
You know, Bill, a lot of times we bring the show to a big, big ballad of a moment at the end here. But we're going to go out on a happy tune. This is good.
You know, this song was written by Paul Overstreet.
Oh, what a great writer.
Wonderful writer.
Solid.
And in thinking about love songs for these young guys, I was saying, okay, this is good while you're all young. You've been married 5, 10, 25, 30 years. No big deal. You know?
Amateurs.
But will you love me when I'm old?
Yeah.
And this song says, I'm going to love you forever and ever. My favorite line in this whole song was, will you love me when my hair turns gray? And he said, or he or she, whoever, says, hey, I'm not in love with your hair anyway. So,
honey, I don't care. I'm not in love with your hair.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
The Gaither Vocal Band, forever and ever.
Amen.
You may think that I'm talking foolish. You've heard that I'm wild and I'm free. Wonder how I can promise you now this love that I feel for you always will be. But you're not just time that I'm killing. I'm no longer one of those guys. As sure as I live, this love that I give is gonna be yours until the day that I die. Oh baby, I'm gonna love you forever.
wise old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, I'll be happy to tell you again. Oh, I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever. Say time takes its toll on a body, makes the young girl's brown hair turn gray. But honey, I don't care, I ain't in love with your hair. And if it all fell out, well, I'd love you anyway. They say time can play tricks on a memory, make people forget things they knew. It's easy to see, yeah, it's happening to me. I've already forgotten every woman but you. Oh, darling, I'm gonna love you forever, forever and ever, amen. As long as old men sit and talk about the weather, as long as old women sit and talk about old men. If you wonder how long I'll be faithful, well, just listen to how the song ends. Oh, I'm gonna love you forever and ever, forever and ever.
Like it.
Well, you know what? Our goal today was to bring a little love song to
bring
your
life. Bring a little
life.
Love. Yeah.
And all the while encouraging you to love others and flood the world with the joy of Jesus in doing so. Join us again next time, where we'll be sure to once again bring the smile and the music back.
Yeah.
We're breathing new life these days into our homecomingradio.com site, where yeah. You can
hear more of us online, get the dates, the times, and the places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
And you can get the latest video and new release information. Visit our Facebook page. You can still leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
No, that's right. We have 48 great homecoming stations in the state of West Virginia. WBKW, WCWV, WKAO, WXBW, and so many more. Yeah. We say a big salute.
Kevin, good to hear those W's again.
The W's are back.
They were
no,
wild
but
W's and
W's it better.
That's right.
We'll see you next week. God bless.
Love you.
So long.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com. And we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.